It's time for some audio described theatre chat with a bit of a festive flavour. Of course, we're going to be chatting about Panto. We couldn't talk about the theatre without looking at that. And Hornsby is with us for a look at some festive treats with audio description. And how festive are we? Are you just busy working?
I can feel the excitement as I go to do my preparation visits at all these different theatres. You can actually, the children are just so excited. So it certainly helps you get in the spirit yourself. It softens your heart.
Well, let's begin then with a look at The Grinch That Stole Christmas. This is at the Lowry.
I'm very pleased to say that the demand for tickets for audio description has been so great that the Lowry has put on a second performance of this.
Oh, great.
So this is on the 29th of December. So it'll be a lovely thing to do between Christmas and New Year, very much one for all the family, and a kind of Scroogey tale of the Grinch who wants to spoil Christmas for everybody. And, of course, it all comes right in the end. But it's a big, spectacular, entertaining show, and very much one you can go to with the whole family. We've got good access for a touch tour with this one, where we take people on the stage. We can touch some of the scenery, some of the props, some of the costumes, and sometimes the actors come to say hello. We can never guarantee that, but if they can and if they have time, then they will do.
Oh, will they get to check out The Grinch?
They might do, but we're not giving any secrets away.
Fair enough. That one's at a Lowry then, and two nights. That is brilliant news. More audio description going on there. Right, let's head to Bristol now for some Robin Hood. I want to go Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
You can do. We may not have any listeners left, but you can
Thank
do.
Thank you.
So Robin Hood, this is with Shane Ritchie taking the part of the youthful good outlaw. It's amazing, really, how almost any story can be turned into a Christmas story, and certainly turned into pantomime. So it's got all the elements that you need and expect from a pantomime, with one or two famous faces, again, spectacular costumes. This time of year, it's always interesting to see how the special effects teams really come into their own, the transformations they create, the magic they create. And of course, for the little children, they're completely bowled over by it. But there's always enough in Panto to keep the adults amused as well, and to keep us entertained and enjoying the show, even though we've gone for the children's sake. But it's a lot of fun.
Did we get a chance to fire some bows and arrows?
I have to say, when I do the touch tours, and I nip round backstage afterwards and talk to the company and so on, and I've learnt that if there are any weapons, then we do remove them. I was at the Oldham Coliseum the other night, and there were some swords, and I said, we'll just move the swords, because I know from past experience that excited children like to get hold of these and start having their own stage fight. So we tend to keep the arrows and the swords and other weapons slightly out of reach on the tours.
Do you know, I remember being at an RSC production, and we got to do a touch tour, and there was armour. Swords. Mm-hmm. And they were metal. They were solid.
Yes.
They were real. And they let us handle the swords. And I was expecting plastic.
Yes, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, in those productions, they say that it helps them to be really convincing and to fight properly if the sword is properly weighted.
Absolutely.
Obviously, they blunt them, so they won't have any damage. But it is serious stuff in those Shakespearean productions and other productions like that. They're incredibly heavy.
Still wouldn't want to be hit by one. Right, so Robin Hood at Bristol. When's the AD show for that one, Anne?
On the 3rd of January, so that's a good one to start the new year. And that's an afternoon show, so that'll be at 2 o'clock.
Brilliant. I love it when you get touch tours for these shows, especially the Pantos, because, you know, they are so out there with the sets and the outfits as well. You ever tried to try one on?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah. I do like to try things on if I can. We do have to say to our customers sometimes, oh, sorry, you can't put it on. But again, just going back to Oldham the other night, we had great fun with some of the teenage lads were trying on the dame's bra with her false boobs, and they thought that was hilarious. And they were allowed to do that, so that was very, very funny. But they got some good photos for their social media.
Oh, brilliant. Yo, Insta. Yeah, they're all doing it. Let's move on to Wolverhampton now, and for some Dick Whittington.
Okay. This one is starring Sue Pollard. Again, it's very much the traditional story of the young man who goes to seek his fortune. And again, wonderful transformations when he has his dream about becoming Lord Mayor of London. Fabulous costumes, wonderful sets, and again, very much one for all the family. There's plenty to laugh at. It's full of music, full of songs that you recognise. And I think that's the great thing about pantomime. It's about welcoming all people along, from the tiny babes in arms to the rather older grandparents and great-grandparents, and you can all come along. Anybody who wants to can come on the touch tour, and whoever needs the audio description can listen into that, and then you can all talk about it afterwards and share the memories, which is what Christmas is about.
What I love about it as well is that there's sometimes a sing-along, so does the AD help with that? Are you able to feed some of the lines or things
exactly,
like that?
Exactly, yes. People? So when the song sheet comes up, I will quickly read the lines, say, and the words, so that my audience can join in. And you often get parents saying how lovely it was that they turned to their child to tell them, and the child was already joining in and singing along because they already knew the words. I'll just tell you about a funny song sheet the other day. I think last time I talked to you, we talked about Scouse Snow White in Liverpool,
yes.
Which is more for adults. And so they had a song sheet and with only one word on it, which was hey. And it was da-da-da-da-da, hey. And so because that was so testing for us as an audience, we needed the word hey up on the song sheet. So that was very funny.
Well, we're going to take one more. In fact, well, when is that one, and when's that taking place in Wolverhampton?
Dick Whittington, we've got a couple of performances of that. It's on the 2nd of January, and then it's on the 5th of January, which is when the RNIB organise a massive visit, and we usually have about 100 people come along, blind children and their families. We do 3 or 4 touch tours, one after the other, to make sure absolutely everybody gets to have a go.
Oh, you'd be glad to get your glass slippers off at the end of that day, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Let's squeeze in one more before we round up for today. We're going to go to Liverpool now for some Sleeping Beauty.
Yes, I always enjoy working on the Liverpool Everyman shows. They're quite wacky, and you don't always recognise the story in there. It's not necessarily the story as you know it. What's particularly great about their productions is they're performed by actor-musicians. So one minute they'll be playing the lead role or the prince or Sleeping Beauty, whoever it is, and then the next minute you glance over to the musicians' platform and you think, oh, he's playing the drums, oh, she's playing the trumpet, oh, and now he's playing the saxophone, and then he's doing this, and then he's doing that. And they're so incredibly talented. So they sing, they dance, they act, and they play any number of instruments. So that's always an added element of their productions. And so I try to feed that into the listeners, because they wouldn't necessarily know that when the actors aren't taking part in the story as such, then they're playing the different instruments. So I give little reminders every so often of who's playing what, again, so they can appreciate all that. And that's another very silly one, and lots of fun, and some crazy costumes, including there's a sumo wrestler bit where they've got these inflated costumes as they're boinging into each other for a big fight. So that's quite fun. So I have to not laugh when I'm describing it, because even though it is very, very funny.
That sounds a whole lot of fun. When is that one being already described?
So there are 2 performances that people can come along to. So that's on the 9th of January. You can either attend the 1:30 or the 7:00, and there'll be a touch tour before each of the performances.
Fantastic. Almost out of time, Anne. So if people would like more info on shows and times, etc., or learn more about Mind's Eye and audio description, what's the best way to do that?
Our website is mindseyedescription.co.uk, and you can find the full calendar of performances on there, details about times and places and so on. We're on Twitter, that's at mindseyearts. The email address is mindseyedescription@gmail.com, and there's a Facebook page, Mind's Eye Description. And also we're on Instagram, which is Mind's Eye Description. So lots of ways to keep in touch.
Oh, no, there isn't.
Oh, yes, there is.
I know it's cheesy, but I had to squeeze it in somewhere. And that's it for our 2019 discussions. We will be back in January for more audio-described highlights from Anne and the team from Mind's Eye. But in the meantime, Anne, have a great Christmas and have a fantastic new year.
And the very same to you and all the listeners.